Track 4.33.
There was a really interesting article in the Weekend magazine. It was recommending that the best way to keep your special friends special is to unfriend them all on Facebook.
What? That sounds a bit over the top. What's the reasoning behind that then?
Well, according to the article, it says that couples who are also friends on social media often don't communicate very well in real life.
So what? They just get all their news from each other from their Facebook pages?
Exactly. Instead of talking to each other, they just post things online and expect their partner to get their information that way.
Yes, I've seen my parents do that. It usually leads to an argument.
Talking of arguments, the article also points out that many couples fall out because one of them will constantly be posting things related to them online, while the other one prefers to keep things more private. So, for example, after a family holiday, maybe the dad wants to upload photos of the kids on the beach, but the mum doesn't want them out there in the public eye, and nor do the kids half the time either.
Yes, I've seen that too. Only it was my mum who wanted to post our school photo online. I mean, she didn't even ask me. It's quite embarrassing, really.
And there's also such a thing as having too much information, and that maybe we don't really want to know everything that our partners are getting up to. Maybe some things are better left secret.
The question is, what sort of things?
Well, the example in the article was about a man who got tired of reading that his wife was enjoying her third cup of coffee at work, so he unfriended her.
And how did she take that?
No idea. I just read about them in the article. They're not my personal friends.
Well, I think I'd be a bit annoyed if you unfriended me on Facebook.
Really?
Don't tell me you've actually...
Sorry, I've got to go check my Facebook quickly. I'll be right back.